Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurayoviv Be'eretz Kanaan. Rashi brings the Medrash. Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'shalvo. Yaakov wanted to live in peace, tranquility, menucha, kavod to love, roigzel shel Yosef. He landed up with all the Torahs of Yosef. Tzadikim mevakshim leishev b'shalva. Tzadikim want to live with menucha. Oimra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy dayna tzadikim. Isn't it enough? Ma'ashem esukin lehem, loy lemabor. Isn't it enough? They're going to get menucha in the next world. So many mefarshim ask, why can't they have menucha in this world? And when Yaakov wants menucha, it's not for gashmius. Obviously, it's to be able to eved Hashem better. Many different pshatim are said. I'd like to begin with a pshat from Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe the Sefer Darsh Moshe. He says, what does it mean he wanted to live with menucha? It means that he had spent his life raising his children. It couldn't be easy to raise the shiftei kah in an environment of Lavan's house. You can be sure there was HDTV in each room, internet connections, and many distractions from Yiddishkeit for his children. And nevertheless, Yaakov was able to raise them as shiftei kah. Finally now, he's away from there. His children are older. They're grown now. Now he can start Hag Menucha. Because Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva means at least chinuch. I don't have to put so much effort in anymore. Ba'alav Rogzeh Shil Yosef comes along the Torahs of Yosef. The Rebbe Yishlam is sending him a message. Chinuch never ends. Your children are 30, 40, 50. You still have to be mechanuch them. Obviously, it's harder to tell a child what to do as they get older. But it's your job to try, manipulate, make things happen. Your children should be erech yidin. Somehow, already at your age, children sometimes think that don't tell me what to do, or I know better. It's a problem. You know, chinuch is over, I'm bar mitzvah already. You think your parents can't tell you what to do. No. At this age, they have a job still to tell you what to do. It's got so bad, a father gives his son the car keys, and he tells him, have a good time, and the kid says, don't tell me what to do. We see again this concept of the Yeridus HaDeiros in Kibbudov. Is the Pasuk says that Yosef is put in a pit. They sell Yosef. Vayoshev Ruvain el Haboir. Ruvain returns. Vine ein Yosef Baboir. Vayikras Begodov. Yosef's not there, he tears Kriya. Says Rashi, where was he? So one pshat is, Osakoya Besakoya Batanisoy. He was busy doing tshuva. Al shel bilbil yitzia oviv. He moved the bed of his father. This would seem a very strange time to be doing tshuva on that chet. This chet is probably 9 years ago. And Yosef has just been put into a pit. In the middle of dealing with this whole problem with Yosef. And Reuven in the middle, excuse me please, runs off, let me do a little tshuva for my chet 9 years ago. And then he comes back and Yosef's gone. He couldn't wait to do the tshuva later. He had never done tshuva before. Why right now is he doing chet on moving the bed of his father? And the answer is very simple. That Reuven was looking around him and saying, how is it my brothers are willing to kill Yosef? Do you know what tsar that's going to cause to our father? They don't seem to be taking that into the calculation. How come they don't have feelings for their father? The mitzvah kibbudov. Obviously the mitzvah kibbudov is weak in their eyes. How did it get so weak in their eyes? Because I messed up. I moved my father's bed. And I lowered the level, the ramah, the level of kibbudov in their eyes. Huh? You can start up with the father. Reuven started up, he moved his bed. So we can also, it was already a lower level. That is what caused the whole chet in the first place. Mechir is Yosef. So right then, he felt that he is the cause. And why? Because he moved his father's bed. He went and did tshuva again. He has to do a new tshuva on it right now. On this theme, we also have an interesting question that Rav Breslauer said over, that his uncle, Rav Breslauer's uncle, asked Rav Breslauer's grandfather the following question. How many more times? How come that the brothers were angry at Yosef? Yaakov gave him a kesinus pasim. So they should have been mad at their father. a chutzpah. He treats him differently. They don't see anywhere that any time is in Yaakov. All the times were in Yosef. Sir Breslau's grandfather turned to his son and said to him, only in your dayar could you have such a question. They should have had a kasha on their father. We would never think of such a thing. Question a father? Be mad at your father? There's no such thing. We don't have such a thing in our brain, such a concept. You think of such questions. They should be mad at their father. And that was a few days back. It's got worse since then, trust me. Reb Yonis Naibishitz, he says a beautiful pshat, a beautiful chap, which you have to concentrate a little bit for, to understand the Medrash. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to live with Menucha. He wanted to take it easy. Comes the Tzoras of Yosef. What does that mean? So says Reb Yonis Naibishitz, that what does it mean he wanted to live with Menucha? He wanted to enjoy the brachas of Yitzchak. V'yidnucha l'kim mitala shemayim mishmanei ha'aretz. He wants to enjoy those brachas, to live the good life. Came the Tzoras of Yosef, why? Yaakov treated Yosef differently. Why did he treat him differently? It's not fair. He gave him explains past him. It's not right. Terence is, Yaakov felt it was right. Why? Because Yosef he looked at as his bechor. A bechor gets better treatment. One second. Yosef was the bechor? Yosef wasn't the bechor. Reuven was the bechor. But what did Yaakov feel? He really wanted to marry Rachel. And therefore, as far as he's concerned, Yosef is the bechor. So even though Lemaisa, the Metzias, his room was the Bechor, but his Machshava, what did he really want? He wanted really Rochel, and therefore Yosef looked as the Bechor. So Yaakov is not going by Lemaisa, he's going by the Machshava. He went to get the brachas from Yitzchak. What was the Machshava who should get them? Esav. Who got them Lemaisa? Yaakov got them. So Yaakov comes along, and he wants to sit for Menucha. Why? He wants the brachas of Yitzchak. Why does he feel he should get the brachas? Why should he get those brachas? Because Lemaisa Metzias, he got them. We don't go by the Machshava, we go by the Lemaisa. You're going by Lemaisa. Who's Lemaisa the Bechor? Reuven Lemaisa is the Bechor, not Yosef. So why do you treat him differently? You got no right to do that then. Came along all the Torahs with Yosef. It's a beautiful diuk. At the end of the parasha, Mamish, a fascinating deal. It's worth repeating over this thought. That the Sarah Mashkim comes to Yosef and tells him his dreams. Then the Sarah Ephim comes and says and tells his dream. When he answers the Sarah Mashkim, the pasuk begins with Vayoyme Yosef. Yosef told him and said to him what it was. Vayoyme Le Yosef Zepisroinai. Uses the word Vayoyme. When the Sarah Ephim tells him the dream, the pasuk begins, Vayan Yosef, Vayoyme. Yosef answered and said, Zepisroine. How come once it says Vayoyme plain, once Vayan? And the answer is with a moshe. You have a doctor, he comes to a house, there's a sick child. He examines the child and he says, this is the prognosis, this is what you should do, get this medication, everything with Shem will be okay. And he gives a whole instructions. He comes to another house, the doctor, he examines the child. He looks, he doesn't say anything. He asks him, Nunu, doesn't say anything. What's happening? And he says, I don't know, it's a difficult situation. He doesn't want anything, he has to tell the Nebuch. It's a shvera situation, he doesn't know if the child's going to survive. He doesn't know what's going to be. The Sarah Mashkim comes, and he says over his dream. It's a beautiful dream, with a beautiful explanation for it. Vayoyme Yosef. Yosef jumps up right away and tells him, 3 days time, you're getting your job back. Great news for you. Now the Saraifim tells him the dream. What does he do now? I mean, that's a little awkward to answer that one. He doesn't say anything to Yosef. No. Tell me, what is it? Vayaan Yosef. Yosef answered. After he was pushed, he finally had to say what it is. Here he answered. He was asked a question over here before he would say. There's an inyan, Gemara in Pesachim, that says a person should never say over bad news. Today there's an inyan called hak. You say over anything that takes place, Yeru died. There's a Gemara that says you're not supposed to say over. And it's very interesting, it's also negated to this week's parasha. Because we have a Ramban at the beginning of this week's parasha, and the Ramban says that Yosef was It was Mevi Dibosom Roed Aviem. He brought over, he said over the bad things that they did to his father. The Ramban comments on that and says, there's a difference between Mevi Dibbo and Moitzi Dibbo. He says, Mevi Dibbo is you're saying over the truth. You're bringing what you saw. You're telling over and you're bringing it what you saw. Moitzi Dibbo huksil. Moitzi Dibbo is a fool. That is Ha'im Sheker, is a lie. And I heard a kasha last year, which I've heard two terutzim too. One is printed in the Akdama of the Paradis Yosef. The Ger Rebbe wrote there, Ha'orah's on the Sefer. He asked this kasha. I had another teretz. I wasn't happy with either of them. So I'm just going to ask the kasha. The kasha is such a starker kasha on the Ramban. So again, you can find your own terutzim to it. And the Gemara in Pesachim that says you shouldn't say the bad news talks about you shouldn't say somebody died. And you should try and skirt around it and not say it. And the Gemara brings a pasuk not to say it. Moitzi dibor huksil. To say over bad news, that's a fool. Now when you say over somebody died, you're telling the truth. He died. And the Gemara is talking about cases there where somebody died. So, and it says the pasuk, Moitzi dibor huksil. The Ramban says in this week's parasha, Moitzi dibor is a lie. Mevi dibor is the truth. And the Gemara Pesach Gimel Beis, you see clearly, is talking about their Moitzi Dibbo, which is Emes there. Mamash Shtaki Kasha on the Ramban. Okay, at the end of this week's parasha, you get something you've probably heard about many times, and I found that Reb Chaim Kanievsky deals with it. So before we get to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, we'll start that people celebrate birthdays. What is to celebrate? I guess you're a year closer to death now. You got a little older. I guess that's what to celebrate. Why do people celebrate birthdays? But, as always the minute, is there anything in it? So you get very often people talk against it very much. And I would always show them, there's a Ben Yoyada in Brochus, by the story of when Rolozman Azariah's beard turned white. So the Ben Yoyada says, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Ois HaYoyim that day, he was 18 years old. Why say Ois HaYoyim that day? He says it means that day was his birthday. It was Rav Lozman Azariah's birthday. And because it was a birthday, on your birthday you have tremendous mazel. And therefore that's why the nace happened. Because the mazel that a person has on his birthday, that helped him have the nace. So to me it looks like it's a good day, and I think he might say there's an Inyan to be expelled on that day. So somebody asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky in this week's parasha. He asked him, the Ederes, who the Rav Yerushalayim wrote in his Sefer Nefesh David, B'chol libi ka'asti, I was always very angry on the people who barcheini, who bless me on my birthday, and all happy, it's my birthday. And he says, I always tell them, the only time we find this simcha is this week's parasha, the birthday of Parai. So obviously, it doesn't mean anything, you don't celebrate it. That's what the Ederes said. So they asked Reb Chaim his personal view on it. So he says, at 60 years old, we see in the Gemara Moed Katan, there's an Inyan to Yontif. You're no longer in the parish of Koris. You all learn Tosas Nivomis, you all know that. So that's an Inyan to celebrate that day you become 60. Much from that, he said, any other birthday you don't celebrate. And he says, in our house, that's how it is. We don't celebrate birthdays. So it seems, again, there's different ways of looking at it. Talking there at the end of the parasha, there's a beautiful Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer explains the Ibn Ezra. V'loi zochar saramashkim es Yosef. The saramashkim did not remember Yosef. Vayish yochehu, and he forgot him. That seems superfluous. If he didn't remember him, he forgot him. Why is he have to add the word, he forgot him? So Ibn Ezra adds a little, and he says, V'loi zochar, he didn't remember him, but pair with his mouth. Vayish yochehu, and he forgot him, believe in his heart. What is Ibn Ezra saying over here? Says the Ksav Sefer. There are two people that you can remember somebody. And I look back, I'll meet him over the years, and there are some that I remember very distinctly, either for good reasons or bad reasons, but we remember them. But there's ones that are very clear in my mind. And there are Talmidim who I have to say over the last 30 years, you forget some of them. It was very embarrassing. I was a chassan a year or two ago, and a person came up to me, and he was in my ninth grade shir. And I just didn't remember him at all. And he was telling me things, and I was trying to remember his name. Finally, I got to ask somebody else what his name is. I just didn't remember him. And again, it was a while back. And again, to some degree, it's a good siman, I didn't remember him. But obviously, he didn't make a great impression. He didn't stay here for 10th grade, so again, otherwise, it would have been here for 4 years. I guess that would have helped. So you remember sometimes people because of something they do, something specifically. They're famous, they're exciting, they're interesting, they're unique. You remember them. There's something pedantic about them. And then there's sometimes you remember somebody because they do you a big favor. They helped you out. You needed something, needed help, and he came there for you. He came through for you. So you remember that person always. The difference between the two is, the one that you remember, you got somebody, like it was really exciting. There's stories I could tell you to make your hair stand on end about some Talmidim. And once in a while, when you're 11th grade, you'll hear some of them. So, they mamish clear to me like yesterday, those stories. Why? Because they were Peladika stories. So you remember them. So, those type of things you say over. You talk about them. But somebody who helped you out, there's no reason to tell that other people. Nobody's interested. It's a big deal. You were stranded and he helped you. It's not exciting for anybody else. You don't repeat it. The Sar HaMashkim had two reasons to remember Yosef. One reason was he saw Yosef, a tzaddik, a pella, an unbelievable person. Somebody could say over dreams. He saw who he was. That was a reason to remember him. There was another reason. He helped him out. He told him. He interpreted the dream for him. He did him a personal favor. Says Ibn Ezra, this rush over the Sar HaMashkim. V'loy zachar b'peh. He didn't remember him prepared to say over what an incredible person Yosef was. And he forgot him also in the heart. He forgot personally what he did for him.
Less than 2 minutes.
Yaakov sends Yosef down to Shechem, to the brothers. It seems a dangerous place to send him. He's sending him to the lion's den. How could he send him there? So there's Naim L'Torah, Chumash of Naim L'Torah, he mentions that when Yosef is lost, he can't find his brothers. So he meets somebody, a man, who tells him where they are. And Rashi tells, who was this person? Gavriel. And Gavriel is sending him almost to his death, at least to be sent down to Mitzrayim. Why is Gavriel getting involved in a job like this? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Gavriel for this? So he explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, it shouldn't be a person. It should be Dafka Malach. Why? The people shouldn't say, what's wrong with Yaakov? He sends Yosef down to his brothers, and then they go and send him to Mitzrayim. Yaakov was at fault over here. So it shows you a Malach gets involved. A Malach getting involved shows you that this was something destined. It was destiny, this. And therefore, a Malach gets involved means that Yaakov had no say in it. He wasn't thinking straight. The Rabbi Shalom made him send Yosef down there. It wasn't by free choice that Yaakov did that. That is one mahalach. Rav Moshe Gifter learned pshat that you're right. He knew it's dangerous to send him down. But he thought, where am I sending him to? I'm sending him to Shechem. What happened in Shechem? In Shechem, Shimon v'Levi, they wiped out Shechem. Why did they wipe out Shechem? To protect their sister. In other words, if you wanted to name Shechem another name, you could call it the city of brotherly love. This is where they took care of their sister. They felt brotherhood there. They felt for their sister there. So that city symbolizes that. There's no way harm could come to Yosef and Shechem. He sent him down to Shechem. But it didn't work out like he wanted. He only meant him. He told him, excuse me, go to Shechem. But he didn't. He thought he's just telling him where they are. He wasn't. Yaakov meant only Shechem. He went down to Doison, and that's where the trouble happened. Maybe, had it been in Shechem, nothing would have gone wrong. Maybe it would have worked out the right way. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, how could he send him? No problem. No problem. Shluch mitzvah ain't in the zokin. Shluch mitzvah, no trouble will happen. It's likely something will go wrong. There's a man who says, still, there's protection. Shluch mitzvah ain't in the zokin. Yaakov held there's no problem. So what did go wrong? How come it went wrong in the end? So he explains, that he only sent him to Shechem. He said clearly, Yosef went to Doson. He wasn't a shliach mitzvah over there. And he said, Yaakov ruach kodesh on you, that Shechem it's safe for him to go. There he sent him. He won't get harmed over there. But Doson, that was a mistake then. He went to Doson. And because of that, the Torah's cake. Have a good Shabbos.